Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Inside the Pod. You'll probably hear a bit of background noise from us here today, and that's because we've just had a small ceremony marking the first year of the NCS project. And I've got Roger Vickers here, the CEO of PGRO, to talk about what has happened in the first year. Roger, just first and foremost, your overall impression of how the first year of the project's gone as the lead in the project?
Yeah, it's been really well embraced by the project partners, and that a lot of enthusiasm amongst everybody, as you might expect. They all signed up for the project in the first place, after all, and all eyes keenly on the prize of seeing how much carbon we can rip out of UK agriculture.
And from a PGRO point of view, your goal ultimately is to be able to explain and demonstrate to farmers and to politicians and anyone else who's interested in the project what this reduction can mean for UK agriculture. That's the end goal, to be able to do it in practical terms for farmers. How far away from being able to do that do you think we are in terms of the work that's been done so far? Are there any learnings from the first year that you perhaps now want to sort of focus on for year two and indeed year three and four?
Yeah, probably a little bit too early to start drawing some conclusions, Ben, but the premise of the project, in summary, as you perhaps already know, is that if we produce more beans, we take nitrogen out of the arable production system. If we produce more beans and feed them instead of soya, we reduce the footprint in the animal feed industry. So the project is all around demonstrating how we can do that and at what level we can substitute beans for soya, and at what level that's economic, at what level it becomes uneconomic, and how much soya can be saved in the different scenarios, giving policymakers ultimately at the end of the project a choice as to what they value. Is it farmer productivity, or is it indeed carbon saving?
And presumably that's quite a difficult thing to pull together. You've got a wide range of project partners involved, everybody focusing on their particular area of expertise. That's quite tricky for everybody to be working towards that goal of identifying just what difference that can make to farmers in real life. Would you say that's perhaps one of the sort of biggest challenges that we need to overcome in the next couple of years of this project, to really focus on what it means for farmers and what difference it can make to their systems?
Yeah, it's a massive supply chain, isn't it? And to sort of try and address the whole supply chain all in one go is pretty much impossible. But that, of course, is why the project is divided into work packages, and each work package is focusing on a different element of agriculture, be it production of pulses or feeding to different sectors in the livestock industry. And by pulling together the lessons that we learn in each of those work packages, we will end up with a policy document that informs as a whole. And in doing it in that way, I think it's a little like eating the proverbial elephant. We're doing it one bit at a time.
So PGRO, as well as its trials work, is involved in sort of leading the project overall. Are you quite happy with the engagement and the enthusiasm from all the other project partners? Has the project really sort of got into underneath their skin and they're really involved in it? Because it certainly feels that way from where I'm standing.
Yeah, well, as you heard only a few moments ago from Tom Allen Stevens at Boffin, we've managed to engage, I think it was 366 farmers in the project in the first year. We've fulfilled our quota of 10 pulse pioneers who are getting paid to do on-farm trials this year. We've got farm trials and engagement in the dairy industry, the poultry industry, and the beef industry. Also, I think in some sheep nutrition as well. So it's been embraced quite widely, not only by the supply chain, but also by farmers. And that's really encouraging. A lot of the data that's coming into the project will be from real farm situations. And going back to your first question, that's going to help inform individual farmers at enterprise level what impact they can have. And by baselining their carbon footprint for either cropping or whole enterprises before they start, and after they've done some changes, which are the form of their experiments, they're going to be really informed about how they can step forward in the future. And I would encourage any farmer to get engaged with the project. There's free training in the use of the Farm Carbon Toolkit available, and I believe that everyone will at some point have to baseline their farming enterprise. This gives them an entry in, and at this stage in the project, it's still open for farmers to get involved and really put their own data into the final solution. Actually, maybe at the end of the day, their own data can influence farming policy. How great would that be?
Well, that's the dream, isn't it, Roger? Well, thanks very much for that run through. We're going to have a chat with Becky shortly around the trial work that's been going on with PGRO in the first year. And as Roger said, if you want to engage with the project further, like over 360 farmers have already done, you can go to the PGRO website, pgro.org, or you can go to the NCS website online. So I'm joined now by Michael Carpenter from Kelvin Cave. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Ben. You okay?
I'm good. So Michael's been here for the ceremony this afternoon, marking 1 year since the NCS project. Can you just tell us why you got involved as a business in this particular project?
Well, we're keen to see farmers become more sustainable. Our business is focused around making the best use of homegrown feeds to maximise performance and profit. And more recently, we've been looking at the environmental angles, reducing carbon footprint. I've worked closely with the PGRO for several years with a small group of customers that have already been doing this, and the project has given a chance to accelerate the research that we've been doing.
And you've been doing it for a year now. What is it that you've been focusing on particularly?
Well, the first thing we've been focusing on has been trials and ensiling either as whole crop or crimped, either beans on their own or peas and beans bi-cropped. We've got some interesting information coming forward in terms of losses and fermentation characteristics using different preservatives. That's yet to be published. We've also compared NIR analysis with wet chemistry analysis, and the outcome of that basically has been that the NIR analysis system isn't really giving us the results we need for the whole crop beans, to the extent that the lab's actually stopped analysing them in that way. We need to build a much more robust data set so farmers actually know what they're feeding. It's very important for ration formulation.
Okay, well, it sounds like even if you perhaps haven't got to where you wanted to, you've learnt what doesn't work at the moment. Yeah. Is that, I mean, that's all part of trials work, I guess, so it's pretty normal stuff. But you feel like you've made progress in year one and you know what you want to focus on now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're getting really good results on farm, but it's just knowing what you're feeding when you're doing the diets. So it's not just with the whole crop peas and beans, it's any unusual crop really. So we're finding the same things with sort of multi-species swards, herbal lay, silages, things like that. They're more challenging to analyse, so we've actually got some articles written on that. There's one going to be in the PGRO magazine next time, which we've written, just putting a few figures together on that. The other thing that we've done is a harvesting efficiency trial with whole cropping. A lot of people have been put off whole cropping by getting field losses, so we're looking at evaluating different header types for field losses and fuel use to do a carbon footprint analysis. We did a sort of small trial last year to basically set the protocol for the main trial, and we're pleased to be working with Profi International on this, where they're going to get more manufacturers on site with different headers, and we can do a full-blown trial in September time at the harvest next year.
Right, good. So you've got, getting engagement from other parties outside the project as well, which is helpful. What is it that you want to kind of achieve with the work that you're doing in the next year or two? What would you like to be able to sort of report back at the end? Is it a kind of, you can't find a sort of silver bullet to this problem or this opportunity, but you can perhaps report back on some findings and give people advice on how they can feed more homegrown pulses to livestock. Is that the sort of overall goal?
Yeah, or is there something basically more to... I think what we want to do is get a sort of best practice blueprint for utilising homegrown pulses on mixed farms. And also a thing I've always been quite passionate about is encouraging farm-to-farm trading, shortening the supply chain, so cooperation between arable farmers and livestock farmers, you know, maybe taking the product, having some muck back on the land, that sort of thing. So it's something that's not really done, but it could be beneficial to both parties.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Michael. We're getting a bit wet now because cereals has decided to rain on us, but we're going to have a chat with Becky from PGRO now about what she's doing.
Thanks. See you later. Thanks.
So we've moved inside the tent to get out of the rain, and I'm now joined by Dr. Becky Howard, and she is going to tell us a little bit about the PGRO's trials in the field this year. So Becky, what have you been doing towards the NCS project in the first year?
In our experimental platform, we're looking at rotational influence of beans in particular, in our case, on nitrogen to the following crop, and also the overall benefits in the rotation. So we're taking quite a rotational approach. We are based on rented land, so our trials field does move each year, but we'll continue to monitor the field where we've got our trial for the next 5 years to monitor particularly nitrogen in the following crops. We're based on the Dyson estate, so we've collected all of our historic data from the fields that we've had in the past, so we can look at analysing our known areas of peas, beans, other legumes that we might have, because everything we have on that trial ground is GPS, so we know exactly where everything is. What we've got this year is a block of winter beans, a block of winter wheat, a block of a bicomp of winter beans and winter wheat, and then a block of spring beans. And we're taking measurements within those for soil mineral nitrogen, which has been done already pre-drilling, and will be done again each year for the next 5 years. We've got soil moisture probes in place to measure any moisture differences in the soil profile. We've done the nitrogen. We've also got greenhouse gas monitors on those, each of those plots as well. So with the Allerton project, we are monitoring greenhouse gas emissions from those plots to see if there's any differences between the cereals, particularly the bicrop and the beans. And actually, we've got N sensors in place as well from PBL technology, so those will be compared against the samples that we've taken, soil samples that we've taken. So there's a lot being measured. We're also looking at, you know, which is interesting for growers as well, the impact of on disease of bicropping compared to the monocrops that we've got in place, and pest incidents, as well as any sort of crop interactions such as sort of competition, crop height, weed control, those types of things. So lots of things taking place, and this is the first year, so we'll look at how things have gone from this year. If we need to modify things to next year, we will do. We would look to just try and continue collecting the same types of data. Across the work package, which is work package 3 within the project, there are the other experimental platforms. We've got James Hutton Centre for Sustainable Cropping. We've got Cranfield. They're doing controlled experiments in large square metre boxes, so they're able to monitor in much more detail things like leaching of nitrogen, soil moisture movement, rooting depth, and root structure. We've also got obviously the Allerton project are looking at a strip field trial at Loddington, where they've got a bicrop in place with peas and cereal. And Agri have got multiple trials actually in their experiments looking at nitrogen use and nitrogen availability to following crops. So across all of those experiments, we are trying to make sure that the data that we collect is more or less equivalent across each, so that when we put those data together, we can, you know, we're looking at the same parameters really, and that will all feed into the life cycle analysis and also the farm carbon toolkit.
So quite a lot of work going on in the field. Going back to nitrogen fixation for the following crop and the impact on your following crop in the rotation, how much of that is already sort of established and known? Because that's notoriously one of the greatest benefits of growing pulses. What are you sort of specifically looking at that's different to what we already know about the impact that pulses have on following crops?
I think some is known. There has been work done in the past, and I think it's what we found in previous work is there's a huge variability. So I think it's looking again at the trends that we see on different sites, and trying to sort of get that equal across the different experimental platforms. But actually, what hasn't been done is whether that benefit in an intercrop, for instance, is felt immediately. So that's one part of what we're looking at, which hasn't, you know, less work I think has been done on before. So the other thing actually that we are doing is most of the work on soil nitrogen has been looked at in the following crop only. So our focus in this project is looking rotationally. So we will monitor for 5 years following each of our trials, and that will extend beyond the project end to determine if there's a longer-term effect from beans and nitrogen. Not only nitrogen, but soil structure and biology as well. So.
That's great. Thanks, Becky. We're going to have a chat with Tom Allen Stevens from the British On-Farm Innovation Network to hear about the farmer engagement side of the project. Okay, so I'm joined now by Tom Allen Stevens, who's the founder of the British On-Farm Innovation Network, which leads the farmer trials side of the NCS project. Tom, you've just given a quick presentation to project partners and farmers at Cereals. Your reflections on year one of the NCS project?
Well, it's been a really great start to the project, Ben. I mean, we've got 366 people who have signed up to our Pulse Pep, which is brilliant, because we had a target in our first year of trying to get 300 on board, and we weren't sure whether we were going to reach that. Well, we smashed that target already, which is fantastic news. Now, the challenge now is to get those people really engaged with the project, and so we're looking for people to be carbon baselined. That's one of the main aspects of that. Our target is to get 200 people carbon baselined within our Pulse Pep community, and we also need them to join the Farming Forum, get the discussion going. So we've got the Pulse Pep Forum on the Farming Forum, which we're running as part of Pulse Pep, which is run alongside Farm Pep from ADAS. And so we've got all the knowledge and all the information on there. We've got some information from some of the project partners, and some of the discussion is just starting on there. But we need more people to come in, you know, bring their experiences, bring their thoughts, bring their questions as well to the discussion forum, so we can build that knowledge community.
Yeah, it might be worth reiterating to people who perhaps aren't familiar with the project exactly what a Pulse Pioneer is and what they get out of being involved in the project.
Yeah, so that's the other aspect. We've appointed 10 Pulse Pioneers who are farmers who are at the top of their game growing peas and beans. And they're doing trials within the project, looking mainly at... they're growing a field of beans, and within that field, they've got an area that's not beans. So we can monitor what the difference the beans makes across the rotation. But the exciting thing is that all of our 10 farmers have also got trials going on within their fields, looking at some of these exciting new products that you can put on that enhance the crop. And we're looking at some detail, putting it through the ADAS Yen, at what that delivers in the field. And so they can get some really good results on that. So we've got 10 Pulse Pioneers, as you say. That work is ongoing. They are literally doing the analysis and the monitoring of those crops as we speak. We'll get those results later on this year. But we are recruiting for more Pulse Pioneers, and we've got 10. We are looking to double the number for next year. We need 20 trialists. And again, as I say, only the best farmers need apply. We are looking for the most knowledgeable pea and bean growers to join our community, to share their experiences, so that we can all learn how to grow this crop better.
And you've just come back from a bit of a tour of the Pulse Pioneers that are involved in this year already. What do you think your senses of how they are enjoying being involved in the project? Because they're quite diverse. They're all doing things slightly differently, and they've got slightly different motivations for being involved in the project. What was your impression from their farms as to, you know, what they're getting out of the project by being involved?
Well, yeah, Ben, you're right. We've got a really nice spread of farmers, you know, right from conventional farmers through regenerative and also some more organic farmers as well. So I was up on Diarmid Baird's farm up in near Dundee the other day. Lovely, lovely farm, and he's a super chap as well. And some of the work he's doing, just his field that he's looking at the moment, he's got peas and beans growing in there, and then he's intercropping them with triticale and rye and wheat, and doing all sorts of different variations, and then he's going to be monitoring that. I mean, it's a really superb trial. We'll get some fantastic results from that alone. But then you go across the rest of his farm, and he's doing some fantastic stuff with compost and other intercropping as well. So that's just a flavour of the sort of farmer who we've got involved in the trial. I can't wait to see the results from Diarmid's farm. It'll be fascinating.
Yeah, this is the really interesting thing about the project, actually seeing the different motivations, and once you open a door into someone's farm, you see all the other innovative things that they're doing. And that's always a really interesting part of the story as well. But yes, very keen to see those results, and I guess they'll be coming shortly after harvest, so we've got our fingers crossed for those. Looking forward to the next year and beyond that for the NCS project. You're generally very happy with year one, how it's gone so far, but what are your sort of overall hopes for the project as we move into the second year? You're looking forward to it, you're positive about the potential outcomes of where we're going with this so far?
Oh, yes. Well, as I say, you know, we're thrilled with how it's gone so far, and especially the awareness of the project. You know, I think we've already raised the game on peas and beans. You know, we're getting so many interested people getting in touch with us. It's now about turning that interest into action, into some proper data that the industry can use to show that we're heading in the right direction and to actually help farmers achieve that right direction as well. And to do that, we need people to get involved. You don't have to do a farm trial to be involved. You can just join the Pulse Pep community. But if you do that, you know, get yourself carbon baselined so that we know where people are starting from. Join the discussion. Bring your experiences. Bring your questions to the Pulse Pep on the farming forum and so on. That's what's really going to build the project. The more people we can involve and really involve and engage and infuse in this project, the better it will be for the whole industry.
Well, there's the message loud and clear then. It's all about engagement. There is some fascinating stuff going on with this project. So thanks for taking the time to explain that to us, Tom. That's it from the NCS project 1 year on celebrations today at Cereals. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. And if you want to stay subscribed, hit the subscribe button on whichever podcast provider you're using. And we'll see you next time.